and welcome to Sisters in the City with me, Anna Bikili.
And me, Mandy Bikili. I feel like I'm reporting BBC News every time I start this.
Do you remember you used to want to be like a presenter?
I think I would have been a good one. Hello, yeah, and welcome to BBC News. I don't know.
Weather woman. And the weather is cloudy, moving down towards south.
I feel, yeah, you know, weather women are meant to be sexy as well.
Are they? Mm.
Anna, you know, I saw this girl on TikTok and I started stalking her, and apparently she's got the most followers. Like, sorry, she's so followed because
she's a sexy weather woman with a big ass.
No, not that one.
Oh.
She's got the voice, like the most likable voice, like on TikTok.
Really?
Her voice is the voice of basically like news reporters. You know, they're like, please put the bag in the bagging area. No, where they're
a robot.
Yeah, it's really weird.
I think I've got quite a good speaking voice. You know what I mean? Like when I'm reading out all these questions every episode.
Yeah, you do. You know, we were just talking about how we're so scared of having like hood voices.
I don't want to sound like too hood.
Like, nah, bruv, fam. You get me?
Yeah. Nah, bruv. What the fuck, bruv?
No, now I just want to cut down the bruvs because I do say bruv.
Yeah.
I want to cut down the bruvs.
Do you know what? After hearing girls say bruv, it's like literally giving, what? Put me off.
You can say bruv, but you have to be careful with the way you say bruv. Like,
yeah.
Stop it, bruv.
But that's just weird. We have a cousin. She's really, really posh. Like, she looks really classy. She always dresses classy, speaks really classy. And then sometimes she just comes out with the bruv.
And the bruv just stands out, like really stands out. It really froze you.
We need to work on our speech, yes. Mandy, and our vocabulary.
Isn't there a class?
Especially now that we are podcasters.
Yeah. Yeah, we are.
We are podcasters.
Isn't there like classes you can go to? It's called eloquency or some shit.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't know. I think I've got it wrong. Guys, correct me in the comments because you always do.
Anyway, guys, welcome to season 5. We made it to season 5. It's been a year. Mm-hmm. Since we started Sisters in the City.
Happy Valentine's Day!
Happy Valentine's Day. This episode's going to be released on Valentine's Day.
Or,
so today is Valentine's Day, technically.
Yeah, but it's not. Happy Valentine's Day or Galentine's Day or Happy V-Day, Me-Day. You know what I mean?
Oh, V-Day, Me-Day. Uh-huh. I love that.
By the way, guys, for those watching, I haven't gone back to hair extensions yet. These are clip-ins and they're not blending at all. I was doing some experiments before I came on this podcast. And so if it looks weird in this video...
It doesn't. It looks really nice.
Really?
Yeah.
It's coming down to my knees. Basically, Anna, I don't know what you did to prepare for this episode yet, but I went on Instagram and I went through my archive stories and went on every single Valentine's Day for the last, like, how many years?
Did you?
From 2016. Yeah, and I realised I'm very unlucky in love.
I don't feel like I need to do that because I kind of remember my Valentine's Day.
How? When you've had so many relationships. Ah.
I don't know. I just do. I don't know why. I remember them. Well, I mean, I remember the main ones anyway.
The main one?
Yeah.
All right.
So
well,
I thought maybe we'll talk. Okay, basically, it's Valentine's Day next week, but obviously we're releasing this on Valentine's Day. So it's Valentine's Day today.
Anna, why are you confusing them?
I don't know.
We are, for fuck's sake.
Because I'm going to talk about Valentine's Day, what we're going to do for it.
Yeah, okay. Well, obviously, everybody knows we have to record our podcast a week in advance, okay? And then they get released a week later.
Yeah,
so this is being released on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Pre-recorded. You don't need to, like, relax, Anna. Deep breaths, darling. We're not coming here on Valentine's Day, recording it, editing and posting on the same day.
Okay. Well... Firstly, should we talk
about
what our plans
are?
Okay, so my plans are to go for dinner with my boyfriend, very typical. And basically, we're going to go to that restaurant in Mayfair, you know, that new beautiful restaurant in Mayfair.
Bacalania. I love that place.
Yeah, I'm so excited, Manny. I've not been on a date night for 4 months.
We went on a double date not long ago.
No, like me and him.
Oh,
just me
you and him.
Dinner since October, since before Halloween.
Okay, you're embarrassing yourself on the podcast. Stop it.
You know what they say? They say Valentine's Day should be all the time.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be like a... Oh, yeah. Wow. Like,
I'm not going to lie yet. For me, it doesn't feel like anything special.
Yeah, you see, that's good in a way.
Why?
Because it shows that your relationship's got all that on a normal basis.
Yeah, but do you know what? I tell you one thing, yeah. If you go for dinners a lot as well, it also becomes very normal and it doesn't... That
kills it.
It can. But then again, I don't go on date nights that often with my ginger beard, but I do go for dinner with him. It'll be in groups or whatever, but I do go out with him a lot. But it can kind of lose its novelty a little bit, the excitement of it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Date nights should also be... I think maybe once a month is a good amount.
Yeah, I agree.
Once a month is a good amount.
So what are your plans?
So he's booked this restaurant called Sparrow. I've never been. He's never been.
You know, we just told everyone where we're going to be. So if there's a weirdo watching this, they could probably stalk us outside our restaurant now.
Well, they can stalk us. We're going to be looking fabulous and eating great food. But Anna, the restaurant you're going to, yeah, I love that restaurant. I wanted to do my birthday dinner there. It's got like, it's half Greek, half like Turkish-y.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's really beautiful interior as well. It's so nice for like pictures and content.
So are you getting Gingerbeard a card for Valentine's Day?
I got him a card.
Okay.
Yeah. It was delivered, but didn't deliver because apparently they said no one was home. Massive wardrobes and bedside tables get delivered, yeah, but they couldn't stick a little card.
So what is your card? Is it like a photo card?
Yeah, it's a photo card.
Have you wrote some long thing?
Okay, so basically, yeah, when I was watching this program, The Last of Us,
yeah,
and I was on the episode with the gay couple that were really romantic and in love, them two men, and I cried the whole episode. I empathized deeply.
I cried so much as well.
It was heartbreaking.
I loved them.
The Last of Us, guys, the Sky series.
You're going to ruin it for people.
Yeah, I don't want to ruin it for you guys, but it's a Sky series, and in one of the episodes, episode 3, I think, it's this really romantic episode. And so I cried, and I was really emotional. And you know how I'm a quite poetic person I am, so I wrote this message, like a long message. And now I feel like I'm going to cringe if I read it again. It's going to be so cringe.
Really?
Yeah, I'm really cringing.
So basically, for me personally, obviously last year for Valentine's Day, do you remember I got this card and I wrote all this like really emotional, deep stuff. I also put a poem. I still remember it. It was, you know, remember our colours may be different, but when it's together, it's whatever. Anyway. I still remember that card. It was so emotional. I remember I read it to you and you were like, man, Anna, maybe you shouldn't be so emotional. Do you remember that?
Yeah, yeah, I told you. Yeah.
Anyway, obviously I did that.
I got game.
And a month later, we split up. And then,
telling you!
A month later, we split up. And obviously, we had that horrible breakup where I went through that horrible heartbreak. And we got back together 3 months later, for people that don't know. So this year, also, the fact he didn't get me a card. Like, I'm done with that, yeah?
Yeah, you know what
you should do? Like, I'm done with men thinking that they don't need to do these things because they're men and they don't have the words.
All right, Anna.
It pisses me off.
Well, I don't even expect a card.
I do now.
I don't.
I do.
My boyfriend, Gingerbread, can barely put a sentence together. So what's that card going to be?
I'm not going to... So basically, look, I'll write a card, but I'm not writing some long emotional message. I've ordered a card. It's one picture of me and him. And inside of it, it just says, like, literally, do you know what? It kind of is a bit of a dig, yeah? Do you know where I wrote in it? I wrote, I love you just as I did last year.
What?
Just as I did before, same as I did last year and just as I will forever. It's a bit of a dig. Like, oh. I loved you just the same last year.
I don't know, why
and you fucked me over.
Why are you making digs on Valentine's Day?
Because it's like a really undercover dig. I don't even know if you're going
to
get it.
That's not the day to be making digs, Anna. You've got Monday to Friday and to Sunday every
because
day.
Because you know why? It upsets me because last Valentine's Day, I was just as emotionally invested and I am. And like, he did what he did. And it's like,
yeah, your card last year, I remember it now because it was way deeper than mine.
Yeah.
Really, I feel like what would make a man crazy about you is like, hey, love you.
Well, that's my card is literally one line.
100%. But I mean, everyone's got a different love language. See, I'm very poetic, romantic, emotional, passionate person. Like, I don't feel like Gingerbread has the capacity to even write that.
Same with. But do you know what I mean? I do expect, like, I'm not expecting some poetic thing, though. I'm expecting, though, a card to be like, Tiana, I love you. And, like, I love you forever, whatever. Love his name. That's it.
I genuinely believe that that's the most I could probably get. Because I think even if I married this guy, Gingerbread, like, my vows would be like, really care about you. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, he's just not got it. Do you know what I mean? It's not him. His love language is different to mine. But you know what? I really feel like reading my card out now.
Go on then.
Shall I?
Yeah.
If it's cringe, I'm not giving it to him, yeah?
What do you mean?
You need to talk.
I'll tell you the truth if it's cringe or not. Go
on. Need to talk while I find it, though.
Okay, well, I'll read mine, yeah? So this is the picture, Mandy.
Oh my God, it is so sweet.
And my writing is, to the love of my life, Cowslick, obviously not Cowslick, his name, I love you just as I did last year and just as I will in all the years to come. I never thought or believed a love like this existed until I found you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh my God, that's so romantic.
So it's a little bit of a dig, but it's actually not.
It's romantic, but it's like, if he thinks about last year, it's going to be a dig.
Mm.
Okay, so I found it. It's a bit long though, yeah?
It's fine, go on.
All right. I'm a romantic, no matter how weird it might seem in this day and age. I think romance, true love, should never be lost in our world. Romance has been drowned out by a culture of resistance to it. I'm not scared of giving my heart and I'm not scared of being vulnerable because even in the tragedy of my heart breaking, I will know I was brave enough and honest enough to feel what I feel wholeheartedly. with faith in you and in us. For what is more beautiful than the slow yet sudden creation of love? There is nothing that gives meaning to human existence more than the inevitability of falling blindly and blissfully into love. I know that even if I didn't see your face for the first time that day, the world...
I'm going to cry. Why?
God, I'm so embarrassed.
Why are you so emotional?
This is really embarrassing. Why do I keep doing this on the podcast?
It's okay.
I know that even if I didn't see your face for the first time that day, the world would have carved new roads for me to find you.
That's so nice.
And now you are mine and we are on this journey together, no matter how tough the road might get. I cannot see any possible destination I would want to reach without you beside me. The simplest things in life are so much sweeter when I am with you.
Wow. That's amazing. How do you write stuff like that?
I don't know.
You just made my card look like absolute shit, yeah?
I thought it was going to be so cringe.
Thanks. My card looks like a fucking basic card.
I thought it's so cringe though, and I can't send cringe? That. I can't give
Wait,
that.
That's actually not cringe at all. It's more poetic. It's not even like, I love you so much, you're the love of my life. It's like not cringe. I don't. That just gave me zero.
Really didn't give you cringe.
Zero cringe. Zero. I think that is really beautiful. And
I feel like
it's
too dumb to understand.
How did you write that though? You are the biggest waste of talent. And it actually annoys me so much.
Oh, shut up.
Look how beautifully you can write and you just don't use that talent. If I was you, I'd be like a Rupi Kaur, whatever her name is. That's how you have the potential.
Everybody thinks I'm a bad bitch. Can you stop like embarrassing me?
No, because that is a bad bitch. Someone that uses her talent and makes it using their talent, but you just want to be a waste woman.
All right. But like making me feel like shit.
If I could write like that, I would write.
Anyway, I've been trying to get this card. It's been at the post office, like waiting for me to pick it up. And then I had to send him to pick it up.
Did you do a collage?
No, I just did one photo.
Good.
One photo.
That would have been cringe.
Yeah, I just did one photo. And it's a really nice photo. It was when we were away together, us four. And it's like our favourite one. And anyway, I've sent him to the post office to pick up my card. I'm like, do not open the package. Do not open the package.
He won't open it.
But he can't get it.
I just can't imagine him reading it.
I
don't think he'd understand
it. That's exactly what I was going to say. He's too dumb to understand it.
Yeah, he's just going to be like...
But I might scribble out his name and post it on my Instagram.
It's so beautiful. You should. I think you should. Well, anyway, my card...
I feel like people that are listening to this.
My card, yeah, is like, looks like absolute shit.
What?
You made mine sound like the most basic card.
Card last year, though.
Let's hope them two don't exchange cards. Because I'll look like terrible. But anyway, do you know what? I've always loved Valentine's Day. I'm not one of those people that when I'm single, I hate it. Like, even when I'm single, I love it. I always love it.
Yeah, me
you know,
too.
You get those bitter people where they're single and they're like, fuck Valentine's Day or Valentine's Day, that, another. I'll always love it because it's a day where you celebrate love.
Yeah, but I don't, you know, I looked at my stories. Yeah. I was like, from 2 years ago, I was like, happy Valentine's Day to all my single ladies, yeah? And to everyone who feels shit that they don't have a man beside them, yeah? Just know that men ain't shit.
Well, that's true.
So funny.
That's true, though.
I made myself laugh.
I still very much believe in that.
Yeah, 100%. Galentine's, baby.
Men ain't shit, but I love love. I love romance. I love love. I love celebrating love. I don't think it should only just be between couples.
I want to send my mom flowers. Friends.
Yeah. I wanted to do that as well. I think we should send her flowers. And I think between like your friends and like, it's just to celebrate love. Do you know what Valentine's Day actually comes from?
No, I don't. Enlighten me.
So I did a little bit of research.
Mr. Valentine.
It's really a bit of a mystery, yeah? So they don't exactly know the actual story, but it's actually from the Catholic. It's a Catholic thing, yeah?
Okay.
Did you know that? So there was basically in Rome, they know of three Saint Valentines, men or women, I think. Saints that are Valentines. Their name was Valentine.
Okay.
And they basically did loads of good deeds like that was embracing love. Like one story they think it is that the emperor,
yeah,
basically said that the soldiers, men, shouldn't get married or be in relationships because they're better soldiers when they're single. And Saint Valentine went behind the emperor's back and was basically helping these soldiers get married to the love of their lives.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It's really sweet. Such a little sweet story. And he was going behind the back and he basically got killed. He's a martyr that got killed on the 14th of February.
No.
For doing these things.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Yeah. So it's actually the day of his death. They think death or burial, one of the two. But that's how it came up. And another story is that St. Valentine was in prison and he sent the first Valentine's Day card or whatever to the jailer's daughter that he was in love with.
Yeah.
And what fascinates me is that Valentine's Day has been going on for so long. Literally the first ever actual evidence we have of a Valentine's Day is like 1400s.
Really?
Like, that's how long ago people were doing greetings to the love of their lives or their loved ones. That's so sweet. What I love about it.
Honestly, love does make the world go round though, no? Like, love conquers all. Like, that's why I kind of had in my card. What gives more meaning to human existence than love, than the concept of love, you know?
Yeah.
It's something like undeniable, its existence. You can't explain it, you can't define it, but it's just there.
And it's not just relationship love.
All kinds of love.
All kinds of love. Family love. What's more pure than family love?
Yeah. Do you remember though, Anna, when it was Valentine's Day, yeah, and I had just broken up with my boyfriend. Like, I broke up with him a few days before because he was an arsehole. And we went to... all the girls were single at this point.
We went to that Japanese restaurant.
Dozo. And it was such a fun night. Went to Maddox after. Like, that night was so fun.
So nice. We were with our girls. It's amazing. And I don't think you should be bitter towards it at all.
I think what is kind of shit though, like, I must say, if I was a single girl and every single one of my very close friends were in a relationship, I can imagine that can get a bit lonely. Because, like...
do you know what I would do? If that happened to me now, obviously I'll try and find some single friends to go out with or do something with. But if I can't, and I honestly, all my friends are in relationship, I would make a day out of that day. I will order my favorite food, get a tub of my favorite ice cream, which we all know is Belgium chocolate Haagen-Dazs. I will put my favorite movie on. I will put a mask on. I will make sure I self-pamper and self-love myself so much that day. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And love yourself.
Yeah, 100%. But you know, there's a lot of bad things have come from, like, obviously technology and social media, a lot of negative things, but a lot of positive things have come as well. And that's like the unity between, like, people who are in the same position. And there's a lot of people that find, like, connections on social media or even, like, apps that find friends. And, like, they have this, like, common situation. Do you know what I mean? And I think, like, it's a good time to kind of be on social media. Actually, I don't know if it is, you know, if Valentine's Day is a good time to be on social media.
Because you see all these couples. Do you know what it is? You see couples with, like, all these, like, a room of flowers.
It's all BS.
Or balloons. That's one thing I really wanted to talk about in this episode.
I just want to say, follow the right people, I think.
Yeah, but the thing is, you may today be looking on social media and seeing girls walk into rooms full of balloons and roses, or get a fucking G-Wagon for Valentine's Day and you'd be like, oh my God, she's so lucky. That guy loves her so much. Or, you know, you'd think that you wish you could have a love like that. Guys, please, I'm telling you from experience, because I've had it before, yeah, that don't mean shit. That don't mean someone loves you. I wanted to talk about 100%. That because I had an ex-boyfriend where I can literally say, he came in his three-piece suit on Valentine's Day with the biggest bouquet of flowers, literally took me to the Shard. We had the most romantic dinner. His card, I still have it now, yeah? You should just read his card.
Really?
It's the most emotional, romantic card. Like, you changed my life and you're like the love of my life and I can't imagine all this, like, BS. Absolute BS. Yeah.
So he never loved me. We're better off with the guys that write no cards.
So that's what actually I wanted to talk about. When I say I expect a card from my boyfriend, it doesn't mean because to show he loves me. I just want effort. But I don't think cards, flowers, all that means that they love you.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean anything because that guy didn't love me for shit.
I agree.
You know, and the person actually that loved me probably the most in my life, like, he didn't even remember what Valentine's Day was. He did balloons and roses because I said to him, I want it because I'm waiting for Instagram. You see what I mean? Some bitches actually just do it for the gram. I said, I want it for Instagram.
Yeah.
I want content. He did it the day before Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
He didn't even know what day Valentine's Day was. And he probably loved me more than I think any guy's ever loved me.
I get you. God, when I said to Gingerbeard, like, this is what I expect, yeah? And it was a room full of, like, flowers. He was like, get the fuck out.
Yes.
There's no fucking way.
And to be honest, like, my boyfriend now, I know he loves me so much, but he's not the type.
He's like, I've got to go to work. Like, it's a Tuesday. I'm going to work. Oh, God, it's so funny.
Yeah, but it's important for girls to know that when they look on Instagram, when they look at, like, TikToks and they see all that, that don't mean shit. That does not mean that guy.
Yeah, to be honest, now there might be a lot of good stuff on Instagram of, like, single people doing their own thing with their girls or, like, having a self-love day at home. So just, like, try and see the right things that relate to you.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
But I do believe that you should try and put effort for the people that you love. That, I believe, is, like, important. Like, even if, like, our boyfriends don't like doing stuff like that, you should try and put the effort just to put a smile on that person's face.
100%.
It doesn't equal love. It just equals, like, effort and care. You 100%, know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We were meant to actually go through, like, these questions that we put up. And we've been talking for, like, the last...
Basically, I put loads of, like, polls up on my Instagram because I wanted to see everyone's opinion on Valentine's Day and what they think and what they expect from their other half. And I'll just read you the statistics. So I wrote, people in relationships, do you celebrate Valentine's Day with your partner? Because you know what? A lot of couples don't even celebrate it. You know that? They're against it. They think that it's like it is actually an industry thing that makes billions of pounds for the industries of, like, cards,
capitalist
flowers.
Creation.
It is, you know, because, like, they make so much money from
100%.
Flowers and stuff
so
like that.
So it's Christmas, though.
Did you know that Valentine's Day is illegal or something in the Saudi Arabia?
What?
Yeah, when I was doing my research, I couldn't believe it. It's
what
illegal.
What do you mean, illegal?
It's illegal. And in Japan...
You're not allowed to be in love in Saudi Arabia?
I have found so many weird, like... they get it. The loads of chocolates and flowers get sold in the black market on Valentine's Day in Saudi Arabia. Something like that.
Why, though? What's the reason?
I don't know. But in Japan, apparently, on Valentine's Day, the woman has to buy the man flowers and chocolate. And then they have this thing, tradition, where the month later, whoever got the flowers on the 15th of March... they have to get it white chocolate for the person that sent it to them. Really strange.
Yeah, that's why I'm not going to those parts of the earth because I'm not buying a guy flowers.
Fuck that.
Like, I'm sorry.
I'm not buying... Imagine buying a man flowers.
I'm going to wear a three-piece suit after that.
It's really weird. I'm not buying no man flowers. Anyway, the statistics...
What man would want flowers? But anyway, carry on.
Yeah, the statistics. Do you celebrate Valentine's Day with your partner? Only 56% of the... couple said yes and 44% said no. That's almost half-half.
Can you just hold it right there? 56%, 41% said they're not spending it with their partner.
44% said
they're not spending it with
their partner. They don't
celebrate it. Oh, they don't celebrate it?
Yeah.
But you said, your question was, are you spending it with your partner?
No, do you celebrate, Valentine's Day with your partner?
Oh, they don't.
So many couples don't. Because you know why? They see it like every day should be like Valentine's Day. Every day should be love. Like every day. But it's like...
But that's like... Birthday. Every day should be Mother's Day, but on Mother's Day, you make it extra special. You celebrate your mum.
Or it's like every day you should celebrate life. Well, birthdays is like extra day where you celebrate life.
Yeah, so I don't really get that, no.
I don't get that either.
Yeah.
Okay, the next poll I put up
sounds
was...
like some stingy ass shit.
For this one was for women. Do you expect flowers on Valentine's Day? So 57% people said, yes, I do. 43% said, no, I don't. It's all very half-half-ish.
Yeah, I mean...
I personally expect it, yeah?
I do. It's the only time I do expect it. Because like the whole year, I don't get flowers. Valentine's Day is the only time.
I do expect it if, for example, I'm coming out of surgery.
Yeah.
Or...
Which is unlikely. Yeah. For us, probably not, actually.
Which reminds me, you have to take a picture of my boobs today.
Right, I'll take a picture of your boobs.
Because I need to send it off to a clinic.
I need to take a picture of my body because I'm on a nice fitting up journey.
Okay, so next one is, for women, do you expect a Valentine's Day card? Again, 58%, yes, I do. 42%, no, I don't. Very, again, half-half.
I mean, I don't really expect a card, but I would appreciate a card.
Yeah. This year, I expect a card.
I ain't messing around. After the card, she wrote last time.
I expect a card. I think I'm owed a card. It doesn't have to be extravagant, just a small little message. You know, things like that probably mean more than a present, yeah? I think.
Bring me the present.
No, I think a little emotional message.
Emotional message? Yeah.
You know
I would
what?
Love it if I got an emotional message from Gingerbeard, yeah? Like an emotional
I've
one.
I've kept my one from my birthday that he wrote me. Aww. And I can't believe he wrote it.
I want to read it. All right, go on, next one.
Anyway, next one for women. Do you expect a gift on Valentine's Day? So this one was lower percentage said, yes, I do. And it was 42% said, yes, I do. And 58% said, no, I don't.
Well, could I just say, yeah, like my birthday is 5 days after Valentine's Day. So I can't expect a gift. It's kind
that
of like...
sucks for you. I'm not going to lie.
It really fucked me. Like... Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
And even my boyfriend was like, fucking hell, it's an expensive week. First, we've got Valentine's Day. Then it's your sister's birthday. He's
yeah,
like,
I know. But like, I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I was genetically designed to be of a baller. Like, I was, it was part of my DNA to be a baller because God was like, nah, she needs to be born 5 years on Valentine's Day. You know, if you're going to be with me, you're dropping bags in February. Like, do you know what I mean? Because even
save
if
save up for the whole year.
If I, even if I'm getting a present in February for my birthday, like, it's got to be like, part of it's got your Valentine's Day.
And it's so close to Christmas as well. Poor guy.
So close to Christmas.
Poor guy.
Exactly. But you know what? Gingerbread was like, do not expect a gift Valentine's Day. It's your birthday coming up. And he was like, yeah, so I'm getting you a gift for your birthday. So I'm not getting you a Valentine's Day gift. And I was like, you're not going to get me something small. Hopefully I'll get
something small. So do you expect a gift?
I can't really. I expect a bigger birthday gift, so I can't expect really a gift for Valentine's
Day. But if it wasn't your birthday, would you expect a
yeah.
gift? You would.
But not a big one. Just a yeah. £300 perfume.
I expect like, yeah, I expect something. It doesn't have to be big.
That
but
is big.
Something.
That is big. Something, okay, yeah. Even one. If it's like a skincare set.
Yeah, something small.
Yeah.
The next one's for women again. Do you expect a date or a special occasion made on Valentine's Day?
Okay, I don't know about special occasion. I 100% expect a date. That's yeah. what I expect.
But special occasion, what I mean by that is like, even if it's like a little picnic or...
Yeah, even if it's dinner at home and we put candles that's on in the I dinner mean. Table that's and we make mean. It special, like...
That's what I mean. Yeah. Special occasion. So 57% you said yes and 43% said no. So
women's got standards a bit more on this one.
Still very... I still am surprised at like the half that said no, no, no. It must be the people that don't celebrate.
Yeah.
Okay, so for men. For men, do you get your partner flowers on Valentine's Day?
What do they say?
35% you said yes, I do, and 65% said no, I don't.
So I mean, I told you men ain't shit. Told you men ain't shit.
The next one was for men. I don't know why I wrote, do you expect a Valentine's Day card? And I didn't write, do you write one? I would have loved to know how many men out there write a Valentine's Day card.
Okay, so what did
I
you ask?
I fucked up on that. I wrote, do you expect a Valentine's Day card from your partner? Like okay. men, do you expect it from a woman? And it was 44% said yes, 56% said no. So quite a lot of men expect a card. 46% of men. I'm surprised about that.
Yeah, me too. Didn't think they were so sentimental.
Exactly. And the next one's for men. Do you expect a gift from your partner on Valentine's Day? 35% said yes, I do. And 65% said no, I don't.
Aww.
The next one was single girls. Do you do Galentine's Day, Galentine's with your girls?
Yeah.
When you're single? Because I was interested in that because I definitely would.
Oh my God, me too.
I have before.
Get out there, see all yeah. the single guys. Like, you know when you go out on Valentine's Day?
No, Mandy. It's all couples everywhere.
What? There's yeah. clubs that do like single...
Is there?
Yeah, single nights.
Okay.
I've been single a lot.
All right, so...
My life.
43% of the girls said, yes, we do. And 57% said, no, we don't. The statistics have been quite shit, to be honest.
I'll tell you one thing about Valentine's Day, yeah? That's when you find out who's cheating.
Right. So my next one was, guys, send in your like... bad Valentine's Day stories. Then I wrote next another story saying, guys, sending your good Valentine's Day stories. I didn't get any good ones.
Really?
So basically, I got loads of like terrible Valentine's Day stories and I don't know whether we should share them on this episode or not.
Fuck that. I don't know if we should as well. It's going to ruin the whole day for whoever's watching this. But I just want to say, if you're seeing a guy and he goes ghost on Valentine's Day, he's with his girlfriend.
Are you
if
sure?
you're seeing a girl and she goes ghost on Valentine's Day, she's with her boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
Yeah? When you see that picture in a restaurant on Valentine's Day, they are with their other half.
I want to share some of the stories.
Share the bad ones. Sure. Fuck it. We're negative Nazis.
Because you know why? Some of them are just more funny, yeah? So this one, yeah? Listen.
Oh,
I have to find
God,
it.
Then share it.
I sent both girls flowers, but the florist mixed up both names with the addresses and then they confirmed it when they called. So it's imagine like I get a card and a flower to my house, yeah, saying happy Valentine's Day, another name.
Yeah, love from.
Love from Cowslick. Like,
yeah. Oh, your Lord.
God, it'd be terrible.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
No, it's going off. It's going off. It's going off. No.
Wow. Okay, I've got another one as well. So my ex-boyfriend told me he was traveling for work on Valentine's Day, so we couldn't spend time together. And so on Valentine's Day, I went out with my side thing. And guess who I saw at the restaurant? My boyfriend with another girl. We just both pretended we didn't know each other and I blocked him on socials and we never spoke again. I don't know who's worse. I don't know who's worse, her or him. They're both just as bad as each other.
Oh my God, this was the best story. This story. Oh my God.
So she's like, basically, her boyfriend can't make Valentine's Day. So she's like, fuck this, I'm going to go out with my side thing. Goes to the restaurant, sees her boyfriend there with another girl and she's there with her side thing.
Do you know what? She's equally as bad, yeah? Do you know why? Because she actually believed he was going to work on Valentine's Day and she decided, oh, well, I'm going to cheat on him. And then found out he's cheating on her.
But is she worse? Because at least for her, he was her number one. She wasn't her number.
And it's worse to be this main thing and being played.
Yeah.
Worse.
Oh, I don't know, man. That's
serious. Oh my gosh, I rate her.
Okay, we've got another one. Okay. This was funny, yeah. My boyfriend promised me that we don't need to book a table anywhere, so we ended up in Pizza Hut in my heels. This happened to me.
That would be the end of my relationship.
This happened to me, you know. Mm-hmm. I had a relationship when I was around 27. My ex.
Which ex was this?
One of them, yeah. So he didn't book anywhere because he was like, I don't know what happened. He didn't book anywhere. And we ended up in Prezzo. No offense. Like, I don't think, like, I'm not trying to get at Prezzo or anything like that, but
maybe you weren't dressed for Prezzo.
I was not dressed for Prezzo. I was like literally in like a skin tight bodycon dress, high heels. And what annoyed me is that he's like a proper baller.
Yeah, really? Which one was this then?
He was a baller and he could have took me anywhere. And when he goes out with his friends, he's always fine dining in the top restaurants.
Which one is this? Give me a hint, please.
The one that lived like in the city outside London.
Oh my God, he did you like that?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But you know, like at that annoyed me because he had a lot of money. He'd go out with his friends all the time, fine like dining Mayfair. In Mayfair. And it comes to Valentine's Day, you don't prepare. We go to Prezzo. That annoyed me. Otherwise, I've got nothing against going to Prezzo on Valentine's Day. In fact, when I was like...
if you're with a baller, come through.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because you know why? When I was 24... Sorry, Manny, I keep talking so much and I don't let you speak. I have to say it because when I was like 24, my other ex... Yeah.
Which one was this?
Okay, this is the one that went to prison.
Okay, yeah.
He did like this whole like in his house, petals, candles, all that.
Yeah.
And then after that, we went Nando's.
No.
And it was like a lovely Valentine's Day. It was an amazing Valentine's Day. Yeah, because you know why? At that time, they were the good days, Mandy. Weren't expecting so much. Younger. Like everything was just, you know, like light.
You know when I look back on my sad life, I really... I realised I actually haven't had any Valentines.
What do you mean?
When I was really younger, like maybe in my early 20s, and I was just like, you know, about the moolah, I was getting gifts from like people I was seeing, but it wasn't anyone I had feelings for, a relationship.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? So it wasn't no romance there. And then as I got older and I started like actually allowing myself to fall in love, so I broke up with the bold one, yeah? I broke up with him, like, a week before Valentine's Day, my birthday.
So annoying.
And then the second one, I broke up with him as well, a week before Valentine's Day, my birthday. And then the time after that, the same one, the prick that I got back with, well, he was a prick, but then he became a good guy. Anyway, he went to prison, so I was alone on Valentine's Day.
Wow, and you've so really I been really, unlucky.
Yeah, I've been really unlucky. So basically, last year was my first proper Valentine's.
Oh, what did you do last year again?
I went to Sumisan and then I don't know what we did after that. Probably had sex.
That's crazy.
I had some really bad experiences.
Are you going to do like
Why did I keep breaking up with the guys though before Valentine's Day and my birthday?
I don't know. You're so stupid. At least hold it out until after.
Now I'm old enough to know to hold it out, yeah. But I must have been like, nah, they're such arseholes. They're such pricks. I don't even want to be with them on Valentine's Day and my birthday.
Too much pride.
Yeah, too much pride. And
you should have held it out until after.
Yeah.
You would have had a few more bags in the closet.
Tell me about it.
I was going to say something. Threw me off.
I
was going to ask you. Are you going to wear lingerie on Valentine's Day?
I am.
Day?
It's going to be probably the only time in the whole year.
Are you going to do the red?
I am going to wear some dirty lingerie. But
are you going to do like sexy red kind of thing? Or are you going to do like crazy bondage type shit?
I don't know. I need to look through what I have. But the thing is, yeah, I'm just at this stage right now where I feel a little bit awkward.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I need to take some space before... No. I need to take some space from Gingerbeard before Valentine's Day because right now we're so close. It's kind of... It's like I can't switch from so close best friend to hello, sweetheart. Come here and suck my nipples. I can't do that. I need to take some space. Right now we're like...
Mandy, look. Listen, yeah. When you go out for dinner and you have a drink and you're drunk, you're not going to feel like that.
Really? You're drunk with him all the time.
You won't. You just literally, you get home, go in the toilet, put it on, and surprise.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, because like right now we're at this stage.
Put a little bit of music on.
We're at this music gets me really horny.
Yeah.
Music gets me really horny. I'm at this stage right now where like we shower with the door open, talking to each other while we're showering. You know that level?
Yeah.
Like, I'm washing my armpit, like, yeah, and do you know what that person said to me there today? Yeah, would you believe it? I'm like washing my, yeah, yeah, like scrubbing moisturizing. Like, I've got oil in my hair, like, the, you know me right now, my skin's getting better, my hair's getting more, yeah. My bag's getting fuller. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm with the right guy.
Yeah.
I could be myself. That's I've when got you a know. Satin bonnet on.
Yeah, that's when you know you're the right person. 100%. When you're just like thriving.
I'm thriving, my better. Skin getting better because, you know, I've always just got masks and stuff on my hair and he didn't care, he lets me be myself. Mm-hmm. But I'm also like, you know, washing myself. Like,
were you acting like you don't wash yourself before?
We wash ourselves a lot in front of each other, just talking while washing ourselves, yeah? Anyway, like, it's I can't go from that to, like, you, come here. Do you know what I mean?
In
I can't.
Sexy lingerie.
He's going to be like, I feel like I'm going to be like, do you know what I mean? So I need to take some space. I need to take some distance.
How are you going
to
do that when you live with him?
I don't know, some space. Showers, like, no more shower talking.
Yeah, I think avoid the shower talking.
Definitely avoid the shower talking. Avoid moisturizing after the shower, naked around them as well. Mm-hmm. Really? I'll give you some good advice.
I believe that.
I knew this. I had this advice before I got into a relationship. Don't have your titties out. Mm-hmm. Don't have your titties out mm-hmm. unless you're having sex.
Mm-hmm.
I said this to you.
Uh-huh.
When you were lounging around with all the guys you've lounged around with, your titties out, I said, keep the titties mm-hmm. away. Hide the titties. Titties only come out when it's playtime.
Uh-huh.
Because otherwise, you get so used to titties being around all the time. You know how these men must feel in the Playboy mansion, titties around all the time. After a while, titties ain't even going to become sexy anymore. You think Dan Bilzerian getting hard over like girls in lingerie? No, he's around them all the time. Everything gets normal.
I so
keep
agree.
The titties away.
You know why I know that as well? I knew that anyway. I've always known that. But the other night, I don't know what it was. My bra was uncomfortable. I took it off at night.
Yeah.
And he was like, what's going on? He couldn't believe it, yeah? And like, he wouldn't leave me alone, yeah? And I was like, oh, wow. Like, he literally would not leave me alone. Like, I had to put my bra back on.
Yeah.
But it made me think, imagine if I literally slept like that every night.
Thank you.
He wouldn't get like that. And it's nice that he's getting like that. I want him to always be like that.
I used to tell you this, even before I had proper relationship experience, I just knew this.
Oh, you know, now I'm not doing like the whole... Obviously, I've took out my hair extensions. I use clips or ponytails. Like, I won't let him... And I'm telling you guys, me and my boyfriend are really close as well. We're close. Yeah.
But you got boundaries.
I won't let him come into the room when I'm putting my clippings in. Good. I won't let him see me do that. I won't let him... Manny even knows, I go to the extremes. If I'm doing a wee, I run the tap.
So and not only that, yeah, like, I took my first wee. My wee, yeah? I pissed.
In front of him?
When he was in the shower. Well, it's a screen, you can't fully see, but imagine, do you know how it happened?
I can't believe you did that.
I know, me too, I can't believe it. And I imagine, I'm so not that kind of person. I went into the toilet, sat down, started pissing, and I'm like, what am I doing? Like, oh my God, like,
how
what
could
am I
you
doing?
Do that? I don't know, literally run the tap.
Yeah, but also, you're not with someone like Gingerbeard. If you're with someone like Gingerbeard, who's blow drying their ass crack after the shower in front of you, yeah, and doing all sorts, it becomes like, I'm doing this much, he's doing this much. You know what I'm trying to say? Whereas your guy is very kind of well kept careful as well. My guy doesn't give a fuck. He makes me do some stuff that I can't even tell you on the podcast. He made me take out his ingrowing hair.
Okay, stop.
On his pubes. Okay, it was horrible. Bye. Anyway. Anyway, this wow. I need some distance. Because basically the titties keep them away. Also, another advice. I'm always in trackies and stuff at home. I would advise to always... Like, cover up around your boyfriend unless it's sex time, but cover up in nice, tight-fitted, nice clothes.
I agree.
They can see the shape of your body, but they aren't, like, seeing you naked. Anyway, this is just advice to keep the sex
time. I know, a lot of people won't agree with us,
I'm
though,
not taking this advice.
A lot of people don't agree with us.
This, look, you can... If you want to become best friends so close, you're going to put a dimmer on...
The romantic side.
And you can always bring that dimmer up and down. Like, right now, I've realised recently, I'm kind of like, I'm participating in making it, like, awkward for me to come out in sexy lingerie. and B, a mysterious sex object, because I've become so like a best friend to him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to say. Yeah.
My own mother advises me, when you're around the house in front of your man, wear nice clothes. Always look like a presentable.
You should.
Always put effort. Don't ever get comfortable. And that's coming from an older Iranian woman, a Middle Eastern woman.
But you know what's really hard, yeah, when you want to oil your hair and like, do these things like fake tan?
I do it when he's not in the house.
Yeah, well...
Or he's asleep. Manny, I literally have
You're lucky. Your guy's always asleep.
Yeah, to be honest, I haven't been able to self-tan recently because like I haven't had the chance to do it when he's not there.
Yeah.
So I won't do it.
So 2 days ago, I really wanted to oil my hair, yeah? And I was like, listen, it's... Do you mind if I oil my hair? Like, I really want to oil my hair. And he's like, he doesn't care. Obviously, he doesn't give a shit.
Same, yeah.
But I still did it. And I just looked like icky.
Look, it doesn't matter. Just as long as like you're not always every time around. Like, what me and Mandy mean is like, do not get too comfortable with around your partner that it loses the spark. And like, you can agree 100%. With us or you can disagree with us, but we believe in that. And it's
like, I haven't lost my spark. But if I carried on, like... always having my tits out and showering, talking and always moisturising in front of him and all this stuff and always being in trackies, eventually that will happen, yeah? Because I'm not dumb, I know.
It's very hard when you live with someone to keep that excitement.
Yeah, you have to. So like now I know that like before Valentine's Day, I need to pull back a little bit, be a bit more distant and do you know what I mean? And I should carry that on really.
Anyway, maybe we'll do a whole episode on this.
Keeping the spark.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, but a lot of people disagree, you know, with these things. But I think it's all about keeping that feminine energy.
I feel like you disagree because you know your... Look, your partner loves you.
I don't know about the tracky thing, though.
When you're always...
I'm always in trackies.
I'm always in trackies. Yeah, but what you're wearing right now is the kind of thing that I would say...
I know what you mean. That you should wear around your man. Because when I do wear this, he's like, oh my God.
I'm not saying all the time, Anna. I'm not saying never be in trackies. I'm saying 50-50.
50-50, I agree. But can I just say one thing that really improves the spark, really improves your sexual relationship with your man and all of that stuff is how you feel about yourself.
Oh, yeah. Because 1,000,000%.
When you're not happy with yourself and you're going through something or...
Maybe we should save this for a separate episode.
Maybe we should save this. That affects your sex life and that affects your spark.
100%.
Because right now, the way I'm feeling mentally, my confidence right now... I don't want to be walking around in this.
100%.
I feel like shit.
Yeah, I get you.
Even though I don't look like shit, guys, I'm not saying that to a lot of people I have the best body, but like to me right now, mentally, I'm not in a good place to be walking around like this.
Actually, body confidence has a massive effect on like sexual intimacy and relationships.
Yeah.
And body image for men and women, men as well. You know that?
So true.
So anyway, we should do a separate episode on this.
And should we do any more bad stories?
I don't know.
We did two bad stories. I've got a list of bad stories.
Go on then. Give me one more negative
thing.
We've
got loads of people that like basically broke up with their...
Guys, we're here to make you feel better on Valentine's Day. If you're watching us on Valentine's Day and you don't have a date, we're here to make you feel better.
Okay, I'll do one more.
Go on.
Okay, I'll do one or two more. Okay, I was dating a guy for a year. We spent Valentine's Day last year and he took me out to dinner. He went to the toilet and left his phone on the table and it kept ringing. Out of my curiosity, I decided to answer after it rang 5 times nonstop. I answered and it was a woman. She was so confused and said, "Who is this? Why are you answering my husband's phone?" When I faced him and told him, he had the audacity to confess and say that he is married with 2 kids. He lied about his name, his age, and he told me he was dating me and doing all this for his brother. Bearing in mind we had held hands and kissed throughout the whole of our 1 year, he hid it so well he didn't even realise he was living a double life. He then had the audacity to tell me he spent the best Valentine's Day with me and that he would with his wife, I think she meant. Very weird.
Can you just go back to he did this for his brother? What do you mean?
You know
mean?
What the weird thing is, this reminded me so much of a situation that happened with me.
No, you need to take me back to the story.
Yeah. So basically when she was like, why are you doing this? You're married. She said, I'm only dating you to see if you're good for my brother.
You know, there's the lies that men, honestly, they'll come out with anything. They are very creative creatures, men are.
Well, Mandy, do you not remember that weirdo Iranian guy that I was dating? Do you not remember him?
Yes, I remember him.
So when it got caught out that he had a girlfriend, he went and told his girlfriend that I was a family friend, that our parents were best mates.
Yeah.
Our parents didn't even know each other, but we weren't family friends.
I mean, that was a mad story as well he made up. But
he made up some weird story that we are family friends.
Of like, trialing you out for 1 year for my brother. I mean, like, they are honestly, they should, like, this person could make the next Harry Potter. Like, that's how creative he is.
So I'm guessing this couple was together for 1 year and they didn't have sex, though. Because she said we held hands and kissed for a whole year.
Oh, well then...
strange. A lot of strange...
Yeah, that's very strange.
Because there's a lot of couples, actually.
That's,
you know,
not your boyfriend, that's your friend.
I literally recently had an interview with Close Magazine and they were asking me about Love Islanders and their relationships and stuff like that. And I thought, well, you know, they haven't had sex and they're all like, I'm in love with you.
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, obviously.
I don't believe you can be in love...
Yeah,
without having sex.
The physical aspects. Oh, look, a lot of people are going to disagree with this. You know that, yeah? People fall in love, like, through webcam from, like, other countries and shit. Fucking weirdos, if you ask me. But anyway, like, 100%. Physical intimacy and physical connection is
huge.
Equally, if not maybe a little less than equally, but it's very a significant portion of importance when it comes to having a strong relationship and connection with somebody.
I agree. I've always thought that. That's why I told the magazine, I was like, the strongest couple for me in Love Island are the ones that have had sex.
Yeah.
Like Tanya and Shaq and Will and Jesse.
Who?
Two couples have already had sex and they talk about it on Love Island.
Really?
Yeah,
who are
this
they?
Year they're letting it out.
Who are they?
Tanya and Shaq and Will and Jesse. They were literally speaking about having sex. She's like, have you slept with him? And she's like, yeah, I've slept with him. And yeah, they're actually talking about it.
Oh, wow.
It's not as PG this year. But anyway, there's that one. Oh, this one's a funny one. I bought a cake for my Valentine's, but it all broke to pieces. So I put the cake all over me and he ate it off me.
Oh, go girl.
Hello.
You know what I mean? Making the most out of the bad situation.
Yeah.
I really want to make a cake, by the way. Should we do it together? Are you
for
down?
Valentine's Day or just in general?
For Valentine's Day. We should make cupcakes together. You take half, I take half. I was going to say this to you.
Oh, cute. Like, cute little idea. And we should vlog it.
And vlog it.
Good idea.
See? Coming out with some ideas for you guys.
I'll do the last one and then we'll end it. We'll end it on a bad note because this is how we do, you know, we're Bikini Sisters. We're negative.
Yeah,
fucking.
It's so
we're
funny.
All episode, we'd be like, love is love. And all this and then like...
Still winning shit.
Okay, basically, it actually starts with that. Basically, it was my ex and mine's first Valentine's Day ever. This was 2021 and he had a basketball game the same day. I knew how badly he wanted to go watch the game. But Valentine's Day is so much more important, in my opinion. I asked him to just drop that one game for me, and he told me he would. He made reservation plans for dinner, but never actually sent me the confirmation he booked, even though he said he booked it, he didn't send the confirmation. It was suspicious. Anyways, the date of Valentine's Day comes up. I wake up extra early. I did my makeup, my hair, even got my nails done prior. And he snapped me in the morning saying he tested positive for COVID-19 out of nowhere.
Oh, please.
Which I found very suspicious. I was so sad.
I mean, it could happen.
It could happen. I was so sad. But then his friend, who I have on Snapchat, actually posted a video of them at the basketball game together.
What a lying piece of shit.
I was fuming. And when I confronted him, he said it was fine as he was wearing a mask. I asked him why he couldn't see me when he was wearing a mask. And he said because he would kiss and stuff.
You can still not kiss. You can still be with your... It's not about... You don't go on Valentine's Day with your partner to kiss them. You go to be with them, to be with their company. What an absolute bullshitter.
Yeah? Oh my God, I can't deal.
Honestly, just say I lied. I want to go to a basketball game. But what I don't understand is basketball games during the day, you can still come and be with you during the evening.
Like, you know, not everyone's like us. People sleep at like 8 p.m.
Yeah.
So them, for them, Valentine's Day is the day.
Not really, I know. Most people work on Valentine's Day, yeah? So like Valentine's Day is from like 6 to like 10.
True.
So they could have done both. I mean, I get what she's saying. Valentine's Day is one day. Basketball games are probably throughout the whole year. Like, drop the game.
100%.
Let's say he's an obsessed fanatic freak, right? You could do both.
Do both.
You know?
Yeah.
Even if you miss half the game and you go to half of it and then you go, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't know what was going on there. Like, I mean, do you know what I mean?
But the excuse he come up with, I was wearing a mask.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
And he lied about the dinner confirmation.
I wonder what ended their relationship. Like, that would really intrigue me.
Yeah. Anyway, guys.
Don't go with sportsmen. Men that are obsessed with sports is a bad place to go. I'm telling
100%.
You right now.
We know.
We're suffering right now.
Super Bowl on Sunday and they're like, my guy's been going crazy about Super Bowl for the past, like, 2 weeks. He stayed on the phone the other night for 3 hours writing this list of the boys that are going to be at the Super Bowl and talking about the list.
Yeah, so Gingerbread doesn't really care about that. He doesn't really care about it. I mean, obviously everyone's going to that thing, so obviously he's going to go. But my guy, Gingerbread, is obsessed with football. is phone football, betting football, TV football. I don't care which team it is. If it's football, it's there. Football, 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 football.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah, stay so away stay from away from them. Have you not seen the Sex and the City, the episode? Oh, no, come on. Where's Samantha from Sex and the City? Start seeing the guy she meets him at the bar. He's a football fanatic, yeah?
Oh, yeah, she's like in front of the TV. Like,
yeah, and then she's got to go through his whole season. And every time his team wins, he'll fuck her. Otherwise, he's in an awful mood, yeah? And then in the end, she's like, oh, my God, you won, yay. And then he's like, but now I've got to watch this other sport.
Yeah, and then she's,
and then
like,
then she's like, oh, forget this. That taught me, like, sportsman.
Oh, I just love Sex and the City.
I know. Anyway, we should really go.
Yeah, we're like, we're just like,
we can stay here forever.
Yeah, literally, we should have ended this ages ago, but we just don't stop talking.
I know, I don't know. I wonder, like, if people would like this episode. I hope you liked this episode.
I loved it. I had a great time.
I had a really fun time doing it. I love you guys.
We love you guys. Happy Valentine's Day. We love you.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Bye. Bye.
Sisters in the City is part of the Acast Creator Network.